Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Well, welcome to the show.
Hello, listeners.
Wow. You do something new?
But you sound delicious, I must say.
Well,
I have a picture.
You sound quite tasty as well.
Wow, maybe finally Skype is working correctly for us.
Could be. So, yeah, there goes your picture. Something's going on. Things are calibrating.
No, I just turned myself off to see if that turned it back on for you.
Oh, okay. It might.
Not. So anyways, happy Thursday, listeners. Hope you're having a great week like we are here at Hyper Sloth Radio.
Yes, indeed. If you are, hey, give us a call at 646-478-0616.
The Hyper Sloth Happy Hour is what we call the show. We never know where it's going to go. Yeah, I just made that up. I'm ripping. Watch out.
That rhymes.
You like that?
I do like that.
Not more where that came from, listeners.
Some skills. You should put out a demo tape, man.
I should. What's new? What's new in Texas?
Well, in Texas, I don't know, but I'll tell you what's new with me is I almost lost.
Was not the question.
Well, I don't know what's new in Texas, except
you have not been outside of your four walls and.
I walk far enough. Here's the radius from my house that I move because I work from home. So I work from home. I have to get out of the house. So I walk the dogs as soon as they shit and piss. No matter how far away from the house that is, we're back. We're back.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. So, you know, my radius is less than a mile.
So you get that, like, less than a mile radius shit border. So you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. Now everywhere I want to shit or I take them, it's already got shit there.
That's right. That's right. We're going to have to start exploring, but going out beyond our border.
I fortunately get to work from home, too, and I can tell you, honestly, I did not leave the house once since, yesterday at, like, 1 o'clock.
Wow. Really?
That's impressive, huh? That's impressive stuff.
Especially when you wake up at noon.
Yes. Well, noon, too.
You left the house at 1, and then you woke up.
Right, yeah.
Your wife was like, get the fuck out of here, and she took you somewhere.
Yeah, she carried me over her shoulder and put me in the back of the car. And woke me up when we got to Denny's.
You woke up next to the kiddie seat in the car, and you're like, where the fuck are we? She just said we're running errands.
I have the Manny seat. It's like a seat for a man that you ride in when you're slumped over.
It's got a cup holder for a tall boy and like an ashtray.
Yeah. It's also got a colostomy bag or a urinal bag.
Okay, jotting it down, the Manny seat.
The Manny seat. Yeah.
Well, how far we're what 20 seconds into the show and you've got the Manny seat? Amazing!
You led me right there with taking your dog for shit.
But my dog escaped again.
Again?
This is a different dog that escaped. So we're walking out. Our entire neighborhood is infested with white-tailed deer. And so we're walking them. Well,
I like the way you use the word infestation, like Ted Nugent. they're taking over your compound.
They need to be eliminated.
Right, they're infesting our whole neighborhood.
But out here, they actually can't. There's an ordinance, so they're like they go into your yard and eat all your fucking bushes and shit.
Yeah, easy, Ted.
I'm just gonna jump on the back of one and slit its throat.
You should, and video. Make sure you videotape it.
Yeah, I will. And then I'll make sure the other deer watch it.
So what is the other dog's name? I never did catch the other dog's name.
Louie is the new dog.
Louie and Lyle.
He's a wiener dog. And goddamn, I love him to death, but he's dumb as a sack of fucking rocks, man.
So what? Louie goes for a jog. I mean, I can't imagine Louie would be that fast, but he is.
The guy's a ball of muscle. I swear to God.
One wiener muscle.
It's just one gigantic wiener muscle. He really is.
One big hard muscle.
He's just like this worm of muscle with little legs sprouting off of him. And I mean, he can knock you over or pull you over. But I'm walking the dogs. I got those extendo leashes or whatever they're called. And they see the deer and go fucking ape shit. And so, of course, they both get tangled in different sets of trees. So I'm trying to untangle one while not losing the other and vice versa.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, it was ridiculous. I should be inserting the Soleil after. Well, I didn't pull it off.
So you just decided to run free, Louie?
Well, they
can't handle it anymore.
Well, they calmed down, and I figured, okay, well, the threat's over, and now I can work on. And while I'm focusing on untangling, he catches sight of the deer again. He just rips it. He could have broken my hand. He just rips the whole thing out and is gone down the road, trailing the fucking leash. And at that point, at that point, I was like, "Best of luck to you, man. I hope you catch a deer, you fucking wiener dog, because I'm not breaking a sweat from this point on." So I continue walking the other dog, and eventually, like a block and a half away, he'd caught the leash on a branch in a pile of scrap shrubs, and in a panic, like tangled himself up to the point where he's like almost fucking hanging himself.
Oh my God, Louie.
So I got him, and we got home.
Now he's resting. Is he resting now?
Yeah, he's resting and plotting his next move, I think.
Probably convalescing. He's like, dude, I almost had it. I'm fine here.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I'm good. Right when I was about to get it, Rufus. Yeah, right. Now you're the hero. Everybody wants Rufus to think he's the hero.
What I'll have to do is I'll have to kill him a deer and bring it back as an apology.
So
this is the one you want.
So you can see how gamey it is.
Exactly, yeah. Gamey and tough. It's like chewing a fucking balloon.
So was that a rant? Did we miss an opportunity for your rant there?
I didn't want it to be a rant because it's about a creature that I love.
Right.
But it might have been a rant.
Slightly. Sometimes those are the best rants.
That's true. But
a loving rant.
But you usually have to do them behind somebody's back.
Oh. All right, Louie, if you're listening, he's sorry. He really is.
Shucks.
So, what's going on? Are you up on the news at all? I really haven't seen too much of the news. That's what I was asking you.
I really haven't either. I know that, back to Texas news, Rick Perry has got this, he's been he's been the governor of Texas for like 30 fucking years.
Oh.
And he ran for president last time and totally blew it.
I thought that was Jeb Bush.
No, he's in Florida, and I'm sure he'll be the next
Rufus,
president.
I'm joking, Rufus. I know who Rick Perry and I know who Jeb Bush are.
Well,
I know it's hard to believe.
I thought you were just giving me a platform to explain to the vast amount of listeners.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was. That was a lead-in. Great lead-in.
I didn't really think you were that dumb.
Oh. Well, thank you, because I am.
That was a joke.
So I just want to say one thing. The Pope is my nigger. I mean, I love the Pope, dude. Have you seen this? The Pope is tweeting now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Really?
The Pope's tweeting.
That's not a sinful thing? I would assume that's sinful.
Not yet. I think as long as you keep it above the belt, it's probably not sinful. But I hope that it doesn't get to the point where the Pope starts sending, like, naked selfies of himself out or something.
He's like, hang your robe on this.
Like that Geraldo. You remember that one with Geraldo with like his shirt off?
With his shirt off. Yeah. Yeah, I can see the Pope like taking shots of his abs.
He's like, check it out. Check
it out.
Script.
I banged so many nuns last weekend.
Nuns? Whoa. Okay. Interesting.
Who's the Pope?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He banged little boys.
No, there's no innuendo there, please. I mean, think about it. The Pope. He could be like, he's got jewelry and shit, right? Pope or pimp?
I was just saying we call that bling in the Vatican.
Right. He could, like, be making shit out. I mean, who's got the best crew, if you think about it? The Pope's just got guys out there basically collecting money.
That's true.
Extorting people for money, for absolution, I guess. I mean, they don't really have a real product, do they?
They don't have a tangible product. We'll call it a virtual product.
I guess they have communion.
It's for download.
Were you ever an altar boy?
No, I was not.
I was an altar boy. Yes, I was, actually.
Really? Interesting.
And you know what we used to do before church? We actually used to, and no one's going to believe this, but when the little wafers they give out as communion?
Yeah.
This is like 7:30 in the morning when we had to go like before school and do mass. We would like just eat handfuls of these freaking wafers.
Wow.
It's like fun. It's like you guys are supposed to be like so forbidden. You know what I mean? But they're like not really consecrated before whatever happens with the church. But we used to like just eat them. Just like fill our mouths with them, spit them all over and fucking throw them at each other. Looking back, it's horrible.
You used to carbo load the body of Christ.
They have the big ones that the priests use, right? They're like this big around.
Oh, the priest gets bigger body of Christ.
Well, no,
crackers.
They break it into pieces and share it with people or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then they have the little ones that they give the people that are like about as big around as a quarter. And you used to like take them and make like sandwiches, like a big, like a rich giant host full of small hosts and like eat them.
If you went
to horrible fucking tasting, they're the worst tasting thing in the fucking world.
If you went to like a Catholic mass with a pocket full of pepperoni and cheese and put that on the cracker when they gave it to you, what would happen? Excuse me, Father.
You know what? It's the only thing is because they also give you wine anyways.
Yeah, no shit.
So you just bring in a snack.
Just make an hors d'oeuvre out of it.
To bring one of those little the Lunchable.
It's a Lunchable. That's what it is. Lunchable.
Sacramentable.
Sacramentable? What you call it? Okay. Idea number two, being jotted down, the sacramentable.
Just the have your, yeah, take your mask anywhere with the sacramentable.
It comes
the communicable.
The communicable. Wow. Comes with like one of those Sunkist pouches of wine that you jab the straw into.
But the separate is just like a little bit of wine that just leaves a really bad taste in your mouth the rest of the day. Or it could probably get you pulled over and beat up by some cop.
Especially a Protestant cop.
The communionable. You are, that's ridiculous.
That's fucking good.
The Pope could, like, as long as the Pope gets a piece of the act, I mean, after they get it endorsed by the Pope.
It's got, like, a cartoon version of his face on it and a thumbs up.
Him tweeting. He's tweeting.
This communicable is fantastic.
Right.
Tell your kids to get
out. Hashtag communicable.
It's totally extreme to the max.
It's the most extreme communion I've ever had.
My head is spinning.
Oh, shit. Hashtag Pope or Pimp.
I think when he goes out on the weekends, doesn't he wear the Holy Grail on his around his neck on a big-ass chain?
And the Holy Grail?
The Holy Grail. Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, shit. I hope the listeners are fucking catching all this, because we're fucking killing them tonight.
We're
really killing it.
We've really got to stop starting the show so strong because it can't go anywhere good after this.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Pope versus Pimp. You are sick. You can't. It's true, though. You can't really mess with the Vatican's money. They don't fucking like that shit. So
no.
Maybe the communionable is not such a good idea. I don't want to piss anybody off. They're fucking strong. That union is strong.
Oh, it's a union. Well, I was thinking that they would embrace it because it would make them more money.
Yeah, but then people wouldn't be coming to church.
Oh, good point.
Whatever they wanted.
That's a good point. Good point.
Yeah, so sorry about that, Popey. Or what is the Pope's name now? Do you have any idea?
I'm pretty sure it's not Popey.
Are you sure? Like, Popey D.
Is it Popey D the 7th?
Popey D 70Z.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Wow is right.
All right.
Back to having no fun. That's always more fun.
It's been a great
show. You know what, though? If you think about it, they are like the Pope. The church like starts giving out like turkeys and stuff during the holidays.
Uh-huh.
Right? And think like those basketball players and like famous football players go and give back to the hood and like their holidays and shit. I mean, there's, you know what? We should do like a list, a comparison of like Pope versus Pimp.
To make it an be an infographic.
You got the bling, right? They both wear bling.
Sure.
They both got stacks of people and fans and shit.
And cash.
They both like to try to give back. Some like little boys, some like little girls. I mean, you know.
There's some crossover, yeah.
They can't match up completely. The Pope's probably always been white, I would imagine.
I think it's a safe bet. I would hedge my bets toward the Pope always being white. Even though Jesus wasn't white.
Right. And we all found that out at Christmas this year, right?
Well, I found out Santa's not white.
Oh, that's right. Well, I thought Santa and Jesus were the same thing, right?
Did Santa die for your sins?
Was there a crash?
He sent a bag over his shoulder.
Did the crash in with like a 747?
That's probably why that Malaysian 747 is missing.
Uh-oh. Don't tell the kids.
He crashed into our Lord and Savior Santa Claus.
That's what I said. You had that thing up saying that you would leave your wife for that girl that played that Metallica cover.
Yes.
You'd leave your wife and kid on Christmas Day.
Yes.
And I thought, Rufus, that smarter to leave Christmas Eve or cheaper, anyways.
That's true, actually.
Why would you wait till Christmas when you could get out before you have to buy any presents?
Wow. Yeah, that's true. Buy all my presents on Christmas Eve.
Right.
What I just buy them in bulk from Amazon and then email receipts to people.
Oh, I buy mine on Christmas Eve, too, but that's why my wife's got a whole set of Rusty Wallace plates upstairs that I get from 7-Eleven.
It's all plates at 7-Eleven?
Yeah. Well, I mean, where else do you shop at, like, pretty much 4 o'clock morning on Christmas Day?
Right, yeah.
Oh, wait, now you can just shop pretty much anywhere.
That's where we
Walmart.
Get Christmas dinner. We have those Chiquitos and nasty-ass-looking dried-out hot dogs.
Those will do in a pinch, though, unless you're Jewish.
They kind of make you pinch later.
Oh, snaps. So,
mm-hmm.
What's the weather like there in Texas? Getting pretty hot?
It is getting pretty hot. There's a cold front coming through this weekend.
What does cold mean?
Not so much now. I think the low is going to be in the 50s and the high is going to be in the 78s.
Jesus.
Lately, it's been almost 90. It's been like 80-something. It was hot today. It was almost
wow, that went from 0 to 90 pretty quick.
Yeah, it did. What about there in Indiana? I mean, it's probably still freezing fucking cold. Oh, yeah. God, I forgot you moved.
Yes. And it is. It was mid-40s today.
Mid-40s.
Which seems pretty warm when it's been like fucking 20 degrees for a long time.
Yeah, I bet it does.
So any what the fuck news? You want to check out some what the fuck news?
Yeah, I'd love to hear some. I started looking for some, and then I realized that I record a sponsor.
What? Oh, that's right. We should amplify.
That's right.
As a sponsor here at the show, the Hyperslot, glad to have them aboard.
Absolutely.
That's an excellent product. Rufus, would you agree? We've both been able to sample the
I would totally agree.
Definitely is, I don't know, awesome product. I mean, what do you think? It picks you up. It relaxes you. I don't know. It fucking is.
Yeah, it really is cool. This is crazy because I jogged today for the first time in like, I don't know, maybe a week. I didn't do anything last week. I'm working out nothing. And I thought I'd pick it up today. And God damn, it was murder, but in a different way. And when I got back, I seriously, the first thing I did when I walked in the door is I grabbed that 420 Amplify and I just inhaled a shitload of it. And it like perked me up immediately. And I was like, all right, I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
You know, what I found is to take some and put it on your hands, rub your hands together really fast, warm it up so it activates the ingredients in the oils, and you breathe it in, man, you really get a good whiff of that stuff. It clears up your nose, your sinuses, it clears your head up pretty good, man. It definitely leaves me thinking, I don't know, I don't want to say a lot clearer, but a lot more intense, not like scary thoughts, but I can, it seems like I can channel my energy or focus my energy a little better using the 420 Amplify.
Right. It's, I don't know, it's great. It clears your head. It's, maybe this sounds weird, but it's like for your entire head what, like, Altoids does to your mouth. You know, you take an Altoids and you're like, I can fucking breathe.
Burn. But they don't burn.
Right, but it clears, like, your entire head. And I don't mean, like, sinuses, but I mean, like, your fucking brain. It, like, peels back this fog that you've had all day.
That's exactly right. You're right. It does, like, peel back a phone. Because, you know, I'm stoned, like, 85% of the time. So I find it totally invigorating. I do.
It is. It really is. And I'm not stoned 80% of the day. And I use it throughout the day anyway. And like I said, like,
90% of the day. So what is the fucking difference? Dude, I don't get it.
I'm drunk like 110% of the day.
All right. There is no such thing as 110%. 100% is the most anyone can give.
What is that from? That is from something.
I have no idea, but it is from something.
It is from something.
I know what that is from. 646-478-0616.
Yeah, I'm serious about that one. That is from something. What the fuck is that from? Anyway, we should...
You know what it is from?
What's that?
I think I remembered it. Full Metal Jacket.
Is it Full Metal Jacket? Really?
That's sure. What just goes like bonkers. And what's that big stupid guy's name? You know, everybody used to call you that in high school.
The guy that blew his head off for the shotgun in the movie?
Yes.
Gomer Pyle?
Wait, maybe I'm thinking the part where he's like, 3.37 Full Metal Jacket.
That's still apart from something.
Yes, you're right. It is, though.
It is.
What it is. Probably some little kids go.
I'm obsessed now. Anyway, we should probably play the 420 Amplify spot now.
Since we gave him. Sorry, here's the leader. Here's a spot from 420 Amplify.
You need to try 420 Amplify. It'll get you boosted No more burnout. Get the most from your toast with 420 Amplify. Hey, amplify your mind and your ass will follow. For more information, email 420amplify at hypersloth.me. Ooh, yeah.
His voice is sexy. Yeah, I need a little 420amplify to get back in the zone here. That was smooth.
That was pretty hot.
Smooth. So, yeah, we're going to have a link on our website to the 420 Amplify website at 420amplify.com here. Who the hell knows when, because me and Rufus are pretty damn busy, but we're trying to get shit done and get this stuff straightened out.
That's right. But in the meantime, if you're curious about it, you can email us at the email address I just set up 10 seconds ago, 420amplify at hypersloth.me. That does really exist, by the way. I did set it up just in case.
All right. Awesome. So that was very good. Thank you, Amplify, and thank you for all the free stuff that you've given me and Rufus. And, all those products come to us from 420 Products USA. Well, the good people there. They're also the makers of the 420 tote, which I know they're really proud about. They've developed now.
The 420 tote, what is this? Expand upon it, please.
You have to see it to believe it. It's like a container for your marijuana or other marijuana-related items, or I guess just about anything that you want to carry around with you in a small quantity when you don't need to take it all with you.
Sure.
And it's a cool little container, man. They come in different colors. They got caps. You can use one, two, three at the same time. You can just use one. You can stack them as high as you want, really. But it's a great way to break up your bud and have a little bit with you, have a couple of different strains with you and not mix them together. Get your roaches, gather them up, you know, so you can keep those for later, too. It protects your weed, you know, from the elements. It also it keeps the smell of the weed in, you know what I mean? So when you're somewhere and you got some weed on you and you don't think that people need to be smelling it or whatever, you just put it in your 420 tote and keeps it discreet. Let's put it that way.
Awesome. Hopefully I'll have a need for one day. Right now my tote is about the size of a shoebox and sits on my desk.
That is why you need one, Rufus.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Do you want to spend some music for the listeners out there, a little beer as we listen? Let's shift it from weed to beer, then back to comedy, comedic genius.
That's actually how I like to shift things in life, is from weed to beer and then to comedy.
And that's, you know what? C'est la vie.
C'est la vie,
my friend.
That's right. Okay, so this is Beer is Food, written by your boys here, Zigzag and Rufus.
I'm Zigzag.
I'm Rufus.
This is Hyper Sloth.
Crack one open for this.
Beer is Food.
walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching to open them all to murk. Spend all day slinging sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of Clement High. Yeah, beer is blue, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown, my wine, it's my girlfriend looks fine. Yeah, beer is food I get all the time. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes down, only 40 more left to go. I gotta make a run in a quickie mug and get the show back on the road. Those cops, they don't understand how to have a good time. Just because I'm seeing double, they make me walk the line. Tell them every time. Yeah, beer is blue, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my grandma wine, it's my girlfriend looks fine. Yeah, beer is blue, I get all the
Let me clean up a second. Hold on. We're good.
Okay. No, I can spin the song if you want.
No, I'm done. That's good.
Okay.
You caught me. That got me off. No. Obviously, folks, that was a joke if you were listening. We caught Rufus watching porno.
I ain't ashamed.
He's a man's man.
Wait a minute. What the hell is that?
No, wait. That didn't come out right.
Like, I'm not homophobic, but I definitely don't like homosexuality.
He's not homophobic, but it doesn't mean he's not gay.
That's right. It's just wrong for other people, not for me.
It's wrong for other people to live out their lives like they want to.
I don't abide other homosexuals tempting me in such ways.
Yes. They are God's handiwork.
That's why I eat so many sacramentables.
Here's interesting what the fuck news that I ran across while we were taking our little hiatus there. Ohio man arrested for fucking pool raft, also fucked pumpkin.
Wow. Two different instances?
Actually, he had sex at the pool raft 5 previous times.
Now, does the ramp
so they, were like, they were like a steady thing, obviously.
Oh, and, yeah, they were they were going out. They were probably engaged.
So here it is. Edward Charles Tabertga, the man arrested in June for fucking a pool raft in front of children, also fucked a pumpkin, it was revealed in court.
Wait a minute, he fucked it in front of children?
Yes. Yes, he did.
What?
Otherwise, I don't know if it's illegal. I mean, pretty sure you could fuck a... Who's really getting hurt if you're fucking a pool raft?
That's true.
The privacy of your own home. But see, that's where this guy's fucking sick. It's not sick that he wants to fuck a pool raft. He's sick that he wants to fuck the pool raft in front of children.
Okay, well, I would agree that that is fucking sick. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But he said, I want to apologize for my actions. I'm sorry. I'm ready to get my life together and quit all this nonsense.
Quit all this nonsense, all this fucking rafts in front of children.
Well, not just rafts, though. In 2002, he had sex with a pumpkin that was part of a Halloween display.
Wow, he's pretty impulsive.
He is. I bet that guy's on. I bet there's probably a very small chance that guy is on meth.
Yeah, small chance. I'm sure he's probably fucks meth.
He actually takes VCRs apart for a living. He just because he doesn't know how to put them back together. Did you ever see that intervention where that lady or that guy, like, they're all high on meth all the time and shit, and all they do is, like, sit around and take apart TVs and, like,
yeah,
radios and shit. They're like, okay,
Look at meth heads. I can't.
They're a beautiful thing.
I just can't believe that dude. What was the setting? Where was he fucking a rat? I mean, I guess he was at a public pool?
It doesn't really say.
What? Man, that reminds me of a personal story, believe it or not. Don't be afraid.
Hold me.
You won't hold me to after this. When I was a kid, I joined the Cub Scouts, which is like the precursor to the Boy Scouts, right? And I was in a troop with a bunch of other kids, and we had this Cub Scout leader who's like the adult that tells you how to fucking tie knots and other useless bullshit Boy Scouts do.
Jute zippers and buttons and whatnot.
Yeah. He never taught us how to zip or button, only unzip and unbutton.
Right.
Which is odd. I guess to get out of traps. But that's right. If you ever get trapped in my pants.
Trapped in the corner.
If there's a bear coming, you should hide.
You free the snake.
That's right.
The most important thing is free the snake. Okay, go ahead. Hopefully the listeners are realizing that they're just along for the ride on what is fucking righteously funny.
Right.
IQ above 141.
Yo, my IQ is rock bottomed out right now. Anyway. But seriously, so we went to – most of the scouting things were, like, in the scout place or out at the park or whatever. And the first time that we had to go to, like, his house – or in his wife's house. He was married. We went to their trailer. It was the first time I'd ever been to a trailer. I'm a Cub Scout, you know. I'm, like, 10 or younger. And we go into his trailer. And
I think we're on the verge of a breakthrough.
And in the corner is this sort of psychedelic-looking, artistic, in quotes, model of a totally naked woman. And I'm like, man, I've only seen a naked woman like one time in my life, and there's one right there in this guy's living room.
And the scary part is this was not like 1974, right?
Well, no, I guess this would be more like 1982.
Right, which makes that extremely weird.
Right. And so, and it's not just me; it's the whole troop. And so we're in there, and he's like, "Sit down." And we sit on this.
I don't remember it.
We sit on this roach-infested couch. Yeah, there are probably cardboard cutouts. We sit on this roach-encrusted couch, and this, you know, armchair that was from the '40s and shit, watching his black and white TV with the rabbit ears. And he comes out and says, "Oh, here's something to read while I make dinner for you guys." And he just unloads like a stack of fucking Playboys on the coffee table. For us 10-year-old kids. And nothing happened that I can recollect, but I did black out for most of the time. But he was promptly fired. Some kid must have complained. Surely I did not, because I thought it was awesome.
Now that guy would be looking at like 25 years in jail.
Exactly. Yeah. Today. Yeah. Back then they were just like, well, you can't leave the troop anymore. But
you know what you need? This is what you need to do. I think that we need to put you into a deep hypnotherapy. Okay. Because I believe that you were unfairly taken advantage of in a period when you were trusting someone affiliated with the Boy Scouts of America. And I think that this man violated your trust. You probably is probably why you turned out the way you did. No offense to you, of course.
Oh yeah, none taken. Why would there be? Why would I be offended by that?
So I think we need to get you a hypnotherapist and see what kind of deep things he can conjure up, so we can sue the Boy Scouts of America for like $1 billion.
Let's sue him first to get the money to hire the hypnotherapist.
Okay.
I would like to do that. I'd like to be hypnotized and find out what's buried in my brain that I don't know about.
Or would you?
It'd be mostly racist stuff.
I've got a feeling mine would be pretty fucking boring, actually. At least that's what I believe it to be.
No, I believe yours would be too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you would be right as well. Hell no. How could it be boring when we've got this kick-ass show going every week and these awesome products that we're hawking?
That's true. And all these live callers that are calling in to 646-478-0616 and telling us about their life stories.
Come on.
Make it happen.
Obviously a government conspiracy.
Must be.
So, got big plans for spring break? Or are you getting said spring break?
No, spring break for us here was two weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it basically when it's 90 degrees out there, it's summer. They're like, it's summer now.
Yeah, pretty much. And it will be soon. I think it topped out at like 88 the other day, but yeah, it's going to be scorching fucking hot. It's going to be ridiculous.
Got everything squared away for your trip to Nicaragua?
Oh my God, dude, I really don't want to go. Which is weird. I got a love-hate relationship with this trip coming up.
What kind of stuff did you leave there? I mean, stuff that you really need, or can you like basically live without it now that it's been a couple months?
I'm sort of on the fence about that at this point. But, I mean, I left my really good guitar there.
What?
I left my PlayStation 3. There's still a bunch of clothes we have.
Basically, the only thing is the guitar.
Yeah. And we furnished the place,
You can't bring that back. How are you going to bring that back?
Well, no, I wouldn't bring it back, but I'd like to maybe sell it or something. And so, like, my God.
Did you get enough money to cover a whole trip back there?
No, but I'd make enough money in Cordobas to cover my time there.
Right.
But it was a nightmare paying rent this summer. We're still paying rent on the place, right?
I'm sure.
And normally the guy that I talk to, Sergio, is like the management dude or whatever. And I dealt with him last month, and I just called him up and said, hey, I need to make – we're not coming back right now. I need to make payment. He said, okay, just make a payment to Western Union to landlord's name.
Right.
She doesn't speak English. She's a pretty fucking cool lady. She's like an aristocrat. She's loaded. Anyway – And then call me back and give me the transaction number because she'll need that. And I said, okay, it's no big deal. Took 20 minutes, called it back, done deal. This time he's gone. He's out of the fucking country. So I call his number and his wife answers. He doesn't speak English. And she's like, blah, 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 blah. And I said, Sergio? She said, San Francisco. And I couldn't get his number. You know, he didn't take his phone because it would be useless to him. And I had already made the payment to Western Union. So I was just calling to say, hey, here's the payment, here's the number.
Come to find out that Sergio split fucking Nicaragua on your rent money?
Well, he had told me. He warned me about that the month before. I just completely forgot. He's like, hey, I'm going to be out of the country, so let me know beforehand. And I just forgot. So I've been in this frenzy the past 3 days of trying to let the landlord know, who doesn't speak English, through somebody I know who doesn't speak English, that I've paid the rent. You just got to go fucking pick it up. And boy, that's tough, man. And I eventually, what I had to do is I had to get in contact with a driver we had in Granada who I knew spoke English. Very cool dude. And I emailed him through my wife's email because I knew he'd recognize that. Because I'd never – anyway. And I said,
Wait a minute.
No. I said, here's the fucking story, blah, blah, blah. You speak English, please, for the love of God, can you just figure this out for me? And sure enough, he called my contact and told her in Spanish the transaction number, and she called, and it's all worked out. But Jesus, God dang. You know, I wish I was a bad person so I could just be like, ah, fuck it. Fuck their rent, you know?
Right, which is, why do you think he was so surprised when you called?
He was. He was.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Send the money. I thought you were just trying to buy like a couple more weeks or something.
No. What I'm going to do when I go back is, you know, ground up whatever excess bullshit we have, mainly my guitar. And, oh, I got another microphone, and I got my sound card interface there. That's why I haven't been able to record music here.
Ah.
So there's some things that I really need. And so when I go there, he'll be back, and I'm going to meet with her, and I'm going to say, look, we ain't coming back. What do we
owe? Instead of the rent, can you keep the furniture?
I'm going to propose that. Yeah, I'm going to say, look, we furnished the place for you. You can have all that, but I'm going to pay off the lease minus that, if that works. Whatever. I don't want to burn a bridge. Because the guy Sergio was really fucking cool and helpful. And this dude's in his 60s, and he's an old man, and he really kind of stuck his neck out for us because she's very skeptical. This isn't like some kind of slumlord apartment owner. But anyway, man, geez.
What were you guys paying for rent there?
$250.
Really?
Three-bedroom house, one bathroom, big living area, huge courtyard area, back area.
Does that include the utilities?
It doesn't, but utilities, water and electricity were $10 a month, and that was part of the rent deal, actually. So the only thing we had to pay was cable and internet, which was
holy shit,
like $20 a month.
Why in the fuck would you ever come back? I'm just kidding.
No, I asked myself that many times after we've been back. Now that we've
right.
been back.
Her family's why you come back. Then you remember why you went.
That's
come back for family, remember why you went in the first place.
I got a pass because I'm going alone, right? I'm going totally alone. So I'm pretty sure that 3 days there I'll be like, man, maybe I should just make this a one-way ticket.
Right, yeah, exactly. Got my guitar. I see what you did. You left all your good shit there. So when you went back, you're like, I'm set up.
That's right. And I've already told the wife I got to take my laptop to work with.
Of course, yeah.
I left all my clothes, so yeah.
Boy, I could do that. All right. Well, I mean, now that Scott's working out pretty good, we know how to do it. There's no need for you to be back in the States, really.
That's true. And thanks to the dark net, I've got an entirely new identity, so... Yeah, shit.
All right, cool. So wait, just make sure that you send me your new Darknet true identity email so we can get in touch.
I actually did set up an email address in the Darknet on one of their services.
Why would you do that?
Because I actually don't remember why I did it.
There was probably a perfectly good explanation at the time, I'm sure, at like 2:30 in the morning after hours of watching the Darknet.
There was a good reason.
Well, you're like, you know what, and then you picture yourself ensconced in some kind of murder mystery thing where you're like, oh, my God, it's all foreshadowed, and that's why I set up the account in the dark net. You know, and now I can use that account in the dark net. It will save my life now.
Okay, here's what I'm really afraid of, and this is not dark net related, but you reminded me of it. We bought a scooter, if you recall, in Nicaragua.
Right.
We took that to Matagalpa when we moved from Granada to Matagalpa. While I'm out of Galpa, we left it parked outside the whole time. Had no problems with it. Then we went for a weekend to Costa Rica. When we came back, it was stolen.
Really?
Totally missing, just gone, stolen. But all the papers are in my name. So I'm afraid that when I, enter the country, they're going to be like, well, somebody ran over and killed a bunch of people with this fucking scooter, and it's in your name. Come with us.
They don't even care about that fucking scooter. Those papers were probably never even recorded.
Oh, they're actually pretty hardcore about traffic there because traffic is so fucking insane. People get run over and killed all the time.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. So the police, they'll arrest anybody involved. Whether you got hit or you hit them, they're like, everybody fucked up. You shouldn't have been crossing the street. You shouldn't have been driving. We're all going to jail.
Well, good news is that you can prove that you were out of the country.
This is true.
But too bad you'll have – too bad it'll take 6 months for them to figure that out while you're locked up somewhere.
That's right, because they don't use computers. It's all paperwork and stamps and carbon copies.
They'll
Jesus
fly
Christ.
Back to the United States Embassy by carrier pigeon.
That's right. Damn.
But the funny thing is they someone hired UPS to put a crate full of carrier pigeons inside of it with their legs tied, with little notes tied to their legs, then fly it across the ocean.
We do it in UPS carrier pigeon service. We carry your
Polish,
carrier pigeon.
Polish, United Polish Parcel Service.
Wow, that's you can't say that, dude.
Okay. Well, okay, call it the Italian one. That's fine with me. I don't really fucking care.
Okay, whatever. All the other races are lazy anyway, so.
Yeah, and stupid. Not just lazy, stupid too.
And, well, they're inferior.
In so many ways.
In so many ways.
So many ways.
They don't have blue eyes or blonde hair. Oh, wait a minute.
So you're definitely going to make the trip. Now, I basically talked you into making the trip. Or wait, no, now you're 50-50 because you're, first of all, are you going to be able to get out of the country?
Well, out of Nicaragua to come back?
No, out of America because you got that warrant out for that failed stop, failed to yield ticket.
God damn, I forgot about that, dude. Yeah, because I'd called them before we came back to the States and said, if I had this warrant, which at the time they said it hadn't been issued.
If I had this warrant.
Isn't that a Johnny Cash song?
I think it's a Rufus Lasowski, isn't it?
No, it might be, yeah. And they said that a warrant that minor would not fuck you up coming through customs. So I should be okay with that.
It's always sketchy when even you get flagged a little bit. Then they're like, oh, yeah. Starts with a fucking warrant. Now this guy's got a kilo of fucking crack cocaine up his ass.
Dude, I'm just knowing that I possibly have this warrant out. I still don't know if it's been issued. Just driving to pick my kid up from school.
You're like,
drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah, especially if you've had a few beers in the evening.
Right, or even in the afternoon. That's why I pour them into a witch cup that I.
Now I know why you're shut in. Now you're just shut in.
Shut in.
I can't go anywhere. The guy picked me up.
I'm a pre-fugitive.
I cut out the jail time.
I'm living on the lam, so I don't have to live on the lam.
Yeah, you just cut out the jail time. You just went right into hiding. They call that going into hiding.
That's right, self-imposed house arrest. I'm an exile in Cottonwood, Texas.
So we need to plan our trip to Denver, so...
We do. You mean my trip to Denver to see you?
Well, no, because I'm in Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah. Right, right. I've actually been to both of those places, believe it or not.
Yeah, whereabouts?
Denver and Colorado Springs.
Right, yeah.
Thereabouts.
North of the tracks or south of the tracks?
On the tracks? I don't remember. It was one of the airport. City. Oh, you froze up, dude. Is it you or me?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you see me?
You're kind of pixelated.
Yeah, that was happening to you a little bit.
Really?
Not right now, but a while back. How's this?
It's very
can
nice.
You hear me
nice
now?
80s.
Whoa, you sounded weird there.
Did I really? But
are you?
It's still... Who?
What the hell? What? All right. Anyways,
I made that up. I totally did.
I know you did. So, anyways, yeah, we definitely need to plan that. We definitely got to do some market research here. I'm telling you.
I agree.
So, now, have you ever fucked a pumpkin?
Not one that's. No, I can't. I couldn't even think of something funny to say about that because it's already funny enough. I've never fucked a pumpkin. Would I?
Is it because you're afraid that a pumpkin is a gateway gourd?
That's what I was going to say. The question, would I, is more interesting.
Would you, I mean, it obviously leads to harder things. Like,
oh, it definitely leads to harder things, my friend.
Pumpkin's pretty hard. Here's actually what happened to this Edward Charles Tabergta. Of Hamilton, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
A child in his neighborhood reported seeing him having sexual relations with a rubber pool float. According to the police report, DeBerger stepped out of his house at 1:20 p.m. completely naked and went straight into the raft. It was not clear if his raft was in a pool or on dry land.
How can that not be clear?
But that's the fifth time he's allegedly been arrested for that.
I think some kids are full of shit. How can that not be clear? Oh, I saw it happen, but either it was on the land or in water?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe he was in the bushes or something. But then it wouldn't be a leak. I don't know. 1:20 in the afternoon sounds to me like this guy's plowed out of his mind on something, obviously.
1:20 in the afternoon.
And I'm not even out of bed yet.
Do they have more details about him fucking a pumpkin? Did you read that slowly?
No, they don't have any more details about that. It was actually carved into what looked like Morticia's face.
It's a whole new meaning to pumpkin.
Oh, wait, not her face, her ass.
What's
it's like one of those really extreme pumpkin carvings of like a vagina.
Oh, jeez. You could probably buy those from a porno website during the Halloween season.
You probably can.
You can buy specialty seeds that grow like vagina pumpkins.
Oh, my God. Like a gourd. A vagina gourd.
It'd be like more like a butt plug gourd.
It grows like a tulip.
Well, you put the seed in you.
Oh, then just wait for it to grow.
Just wait for it to grow. Yes. By next Halloween, you're in ecstasy.
Hey, look, it grew into the shape of a dinosaur.
Jesus Christ.
You know the things I'm talking about? That, like, you buy for little kids, you throw them in water, and they, like, it's like a sponge, and it just swells up to, like, the shape of whatever.
Yeah, they have them at the Dollar Tree.
Right, exactly.
Jesus Christ. Man.
For tonight is to put one of those up your butt and see what happens.
I guarantee you can find a video of that.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere.
As tempted as I am to look, I think I might just, I do kind of want to know. What would you Google search? We're going to call this part of the show the Google search. Yes, you're welcome, Google, because next time we're using Bing unless you send us $1 million check. So, God, what would you call one of those things?
Jeez, I don't know. They have a name on the package, but I don't remember the name of the package.
It can't be something like growy sponge or something.
I think it has the word magic in it. Magic growing dinosaur. Autocomplete is helping me out. Magic growing dinosaur eggs. All right, let's see what's happening. Oh, wow. Those look ergonomic.
Probably not the right thing, or is it?
Yeah, that might work.
Oh, my God. Send me a link to that if you'd be so kind.
Okay.
You really think this would work or not?
I don't know if these things grow and expand, like I would hope they do. But they're shaped like eggs, so they would definitely slide in quite easily. No, they don't. You just crack them open. They got dinosaurs in them.
Growing sponge toy. Let's go. We'll go old school. They are right there. Growing animal capsules.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so growing animal capsule
in butt.
They call them magic grow. Magic grow. Yeah, just do magic grow in butt. Oh, no, this is a magician getting hard in someone's asshole.
I know that trick.
That's not a trick. That's Hyde the Magician.
That's Hyde the Magician. Yes. It's called Slight.
That's the part where he stalls you in half.
It's called Slight of Anus.
There's nothing slight about it. More of a muscular trick.
Oh, my God.
I'm not seeing anything like that, are you?
No, we might bummer. We might have to go on the dark net for this one.
There's probably some kind of name for it that you're, like, supposed to know.
Oh, yeah.
Like Truffy Magic Rockies or some fucking crazy shit. Who knows? Jesus. All right, well, that was a bust. Thanks, Google. Fuckhead.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you bitches.
work on your fucking algorithms a little more so at least someone can find some shit on here that isn't
lame.
Sponsored yeah. by Facebook.
Don't make me go on about Google.
Oh yeah, that's your job. I won't even get you into that mindset.
It makes my stomach hurt.
You got to take a trip to Nicaragua to worry about.
I am looking forward to the food there, but we've talked enough about Nicaragua.
Are you going
to
have the jalapeno chicken?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know where I'm going to have it from.
Ever since you sent me that picture, every restaurant, every Mexican restaurant I go to, I look to see if they have a jalapeno chicken. Of course, no place does.
God damn, it's so fucking good.
They have a Mick jalapeno chicken. I mean, you think that's the same thing? I think it comes on a bun.
I would assume that anything with Mick in front of it is probably not remotely related to what I'm thinking of.
They don't really have a Mick jalapeno chicken, Rufus.
They should.
They will. They will now.
I've been thinking about starting a Nicaraguan restaurant.
Have you really?
But
do not get in the restaurant business. The fucking worst business in the world.
That's easy.
You know what it's like.
I can cook shit.
I'm not saying you couldn't cook. I'm saying financially, it's a fucking tough-ass road to hoe. There's so much easier ways to make fucking money out there than being in the restaurant business. I know. Trust me.
Like what? Name two.
Like co-founding Hypersloth, for one, Rufus. And two, being acting partner of 420 Products USA and 420productsusa.com. I mean, there's two. I mean, do you just want me to keep going on?
No.
Here's what happens if you're a restaurant owner.
Uh-oh, let's have it.
You slowly get the life and the money sucked out of you.
Well,
I liken a restaurant to a boat. The two best days are the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
Now, why is that? Because I've wondered this, because I do watch all the shows about saving a restaurant or saving a bar or whatever, and it seems to me, I mean, seriously, just watching all those, that I really would be I'm never going to fucking open a restaurant or a bar.
Why?
Is it margins or just you can't
sustain? No, because people are slaves to fucking advertising in chains.
Mm.
So you can't even get a shot. You know what I mean? You know who you don't see on those fucking shows? When's the last time you saw a Chili's on a fucking show like that or whatever? Because people are fucking sheep. I'm going to start calling people sheeple. There you go. New word, sheeple.
Damn.
They just want is force fed to them, and that's it. They, it doesn't matter how good it is. I mean, the food's always better. Usually, I can't say always, but the food's usually better at a place that's not a chain if they give a shit.
Right.
Some of these places you see on that restaurant show, I would say half the people have already fucking give up. They're like, fuck it, trying to keep the doors open. You know what I mean? So I got to use quality shit. I can't pay my fucking cooks anything, so they suck.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was not a rant. I'm just saying, do not open a restaurant.
Well, I'm going to do it differently.
That's you. yes, you are.
I'm going to spell
it. Fail the right way. You're going to fail doing all the right things like every other restaurant owner.
I'm going to fail the right way. My fail is going to taste great.
Yes, it will. It always your own failure always leaves the best taste in your mouth.
Man, okay, let me jot that down in my show notes.
So are we going to be doing a VIP part of the show tonight, Rufus? Are you up for a VIP part?
I'm up.
You're getting slammed for time.
I got a couple of unopened beers.
All right. Oh, is that why we called it early last time? All right, well, let's all say thank you to Rufus for bringing a couple extra beers to make it into the VIP part of the show here shortly.
No, we called it early last time because, man, I was fucking beat, dude. I mean, seriously. In fact,
beat or drunk?
Actually, I was too beat to get drunk. Have you ever been that fucking beat?
Yeah, those days suck.
I was that beat. And so, the next night, I didn't do anything.
Oh.
I was like, fuck this shit. I'm done. You know, it was one of those days where you're like, I'm never doing any of this shit again.
Yeah, holy cow. I haven't said that in a year.
Yeah, so last night, the problem with me when I try to sleep sober is that I have the most amazing, super awesome, vivid dreams, throughout the night. I mean, the dreams are awesome, but I wake up at
the... Hey, we'll see you in the VIP part of the show. Rufus is gonna fill us in on what's going on. This is interesting, Rufus. Can you bring it into the VIP?
I absolutely can.
All right. See you in the VIP.
Join us. So when I sleep completely sober, I just have these amazing dreams, like very vivid, very like interactive, and multiple, like at least 10 dreams a night. And I wake up after each one, and I always think, God damn, that was fucking awesome. But I end up getting no sleep. You know, the catch-22 is whenever I drink, or I drink and then sleep, I sleep through the night with no dreams, but I get no rest because my body's just, like, flushing out toxins and shit.
Right. I'm going to say that that's classic pretty much withdrawal. And I know from experience. I've had same dreams.
But
mine are never good, though.
Well, mine are never...
They're not good, but they're not bad. They're just weird. Just weird dreams. Just weird fucking weird shit.
Yeah, but I love that. And I've always had that, even as a kid.
Right. But, you know what? I'm with you on that. It's actually almost enjoyable to be just that out there, that free in your mind.
Mm-hmm. I've never had, like, a lucid dream or anything where I can control it. But I've come, I think I've come close to, like, an out-of-body experience, too, a few times. But mainly I just wake up thinking, God damn, I really got no physical
sleep. I got
no
quality sleep. Now I'm up.
But, man, I got a bunch of stories to tell. And I wish I had the discipline to write down the shit that happened, because it's always just so fucking fascinating.
I agree with that 100%. I was telling my wife the other night, I had one of those nights where I had a bunch of weird dreams. And I thought, oh, God. One of them was an awesome comedy bit, too. And she's like, I woke up, I was like laughing kind of. And I was like, dude, that was, I had an awesome bitch. She's like, what was it? I'm like, I have no fucking idea. I couldn't even fucking tell you.
I've done that, too.
God damn it. Whenever they can do that thing where they implant the chip in your brain and they can record it, I'll be the first guy to sign up for that.
Yeah, me too. I'll be the second guy. That happened to me like last week or a couple of weeks ago. I remember I woke up laughing my ass off, and I was just so tired I just collapsed back down chuckling, and then I woke up the next morning and I was like, what the fuck was so funny? Man, I wish I knew.
Right, that sucks. It's frustrating.
Ooh, hang on a second. Wow, it's pouring down rain here.
Is it? It was some rain here all freaking day, honestly.
Really?
Crazy rain, yes.
Huh.
Crazy rain. Sucks. Maybe that's why you've been breaking up.
Could be interference.
Could be. The stars are not aligning. So in the VIP part of the show, we do talk a little business, do we not, Rufus?
A little bit, yeah. We don't reveal a lot of secrets, but we talk some business.
I was going to tell you about me coming up with the name 420 Tote last night. I can't. What? It was just came to me in a dream, really. It's not an exciting lucid dream or anything, but I was thinking that I did research quite a few other names that were not available, just so you know. We kind of ended up at 420 Tote because it kind of made it makes a lot of sense, you know. But in my dream, it was awesome. Then I got outside and said, what about this? What about that? What about this? So I did try quite a few more. So now I just feel like I'm cheating on 420 Tote now by saying it was a second choice instead of the first choice, even though it came to me in a dream. Is that sad?
It's not sad. It's not sad.
It's a little sad.
Okay, it's a little sad.
Sorry, 420 Tote. Try not to make us less than a billion, okay? I understand that you're angry. So... go ahead. We'll split less than $1 billion. But you know, I was thinking about this too, Rufus.
What's that?
The deal we saw in those one hits, right?
Yes.
Maybe we should, I don't know. I'm almost tempted to buy some and sell them on the website if we have a 420 products website.
That's the idea, yeah.
Right. I mean, I was doing the math on those. I'm like, the fucking markup there is nuts. The only thing that sucks is... obviously, if you have a pot shop, I guess you could go directly to the supplier and they could just send them to you, you think?
Maybe, but if we get a brand and actually brand the shit out of them...
I see what you're saying. I totally understand that.
But the thing is online...
Dude, we could just do 420 products on there.
How many dudes stoned out of their minds surf the internet all fucking night looking for cool one-hitters? I mean, we can get it in stores. That's fine, too. But put it up on the website, optimized for fucking Google and shit.
Well, I mean, 420 Products USA, dude, I don't see how that's not a fucking awesome tag. What do you think?
No, I think it's fucking great.
420products.com obviously was taken by some jackass in in Canada. But I got to give him props. He basically is doing the same thing we're about to do.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, if he could be, he could use some serious updating. I don't know when the last time he's even done it has been, but. You know, I don't know if any of our listeners ever had any trouble out there when they're searching for a domain name. Do you ever feel like you're afraid to type in domain name because they're going to snatch it up and, like, record it and then instantly buy it before you even find out that it's not available?
I'm pretty sure in GoDaddy, if you're, like, really doing some domain name research, I've seen them do this with me. It's like I'll type in a domain name. It'll come up with one price. And I'll keep looking, and then I'll search in that one again, and it'll come up with a higher price. And I know that they're, like, tracking my behavior, and they're like, oh, he's interested in this one. He searched it 5 times. We're going to jack it up to this. Or they say,
I wonder why the prices were so different. I'm like, what really makes one domain name different from another? Not one fucking thing, except maybe people shopping around for it.
Right. No. For years, since like 2003, I use only one company for my domain names, and that's called clever.com. And they're a small, like, I guess what you would call a quote-unquote mom-and-pop kind of shop on the Internet. Totally unsophisticated, but they don't do that shit where they just kind of track your behavior and raise prices. They're just like, we have domain names
that's
for
why they're not Google.
$11. Here you go. And that's great. They'll never be Google.
Right, but still make some money, but still make an honest living.
Yeah, and I really don't give a shit if they make money. As long as I can get the domain name at a good deal, they'll get my money.
Did you ever see, you know, did you see 60 Minutes last weekend?
No, because I'm 39, not 68.
Okay, then. Well, thank you.
I'm just kidding. I do like 60 Minutes, but no, I didn't see it.
They just had an interesting story about, you know, we've been talking about the stock market a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And all this, what they call high-speed trading,
mm-hmm.
how it's, like, fucking up everything and costing, like, 10 banks make billions of dollars and no one else can make anything because by the time you put your order in, they're front-running it, so they know what your order is, and then they get to the broker before you do to buy it, and they run the price up.
Wow.
I mean, and it happens in, like, super small increments of even, like, a hundredth of a penny or something.
Sure.
But it happens like 40 billion times a fucking day.
Fucking Jesus.
Around the world. And they fucking make shitloads of money. And so this one guy who worked for RBC Capital, some young, like 26-year-old head fund manager making a shitload of money, super young, super smart guy, was like figured out he had like 70 brokers beneath him. He's like 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying to himself, you know, all his brokers are putting these orders and they're coming up in like random increments. Right? You can't just fill, like, one block order ever.
Right.
Like, which makes no sense. You know, when you get down to it, come to find out, he's the one that figured out what they were doing was they ran a cable. Some company spent $300 million to run a cable that would get to the brokerage house faster than the RBC stuff and all the other places. Like, all the hedge funds were having the exact same problem.
Wow.
So they spent $300 million just to get a 3-nanosecond.
Oh, you locked up. You froze. I don't know if it's me or you. But you were going to say a 3-nanosecond lead. I got full bars. Maybe it's not me. Uh-oh. I am still connected to Blog Talk Radio. So you're listening to us in the VIP section, which is basically when we've gone off the live feed. And thanks for sticking around or checking it out in the archives. Feel free to visit us at hypersloth.me, and you can email either one of us, rufus@hypersloth.me or zigzag@hypersloth.me. Looks like Zigzag's trying to call back in, but I don't see anything happening here. Hang on a second. There's a problem with this call.